Doge, Sara, and Goda had Tai Day ready to travel. I gave them the go-ahead. One Eye would follow him. Then Lady would go. The Prabhrindra Dra would be the last this time. Tobo seemed fascinated by his father, apparently because he could not quite believe that the man was real in a fleshy sense. Circumstances had kept his parents separate almost since his conception. The boy started to tag along after the rest of the family. I called out, "Tobo, stay down here. You have a job to do. See about your dad after we get Lady and the Prince moved out." "Hello, Suvran. Why are you down here?"
"Curiosity. Sri Santarakshita's curiosity. He insisted that he had to see the caverns. He drove me crazy, reminding me how storied they are in religious legend. He couldn't be this close to something like that and not explore it personally."
"I see." I noticed the old librarian now. He was working his way up the line of old men, examining each and murmuring to himself. Occasionally, he would bounce up and down in excitement. Swan had gone back to make him keep his hands to himself. He wanted to finger and sniff every bit of ancient metal and cloth. He seemed to have trouble understanding that those old men were still alive but very vulnerable. "Swan, bring him up here." I did want the benefit of his expertise just a while ago. In a softer voice, I told Suvran, "You're the one who's going to carry him back upstairs if he can't make it on his own. And I'll be right behind you, giving encouragement by poking you with a spear." Suvran seemed to have thought about the climb already. He was not looking forward to it either.
"The man has no concept,"
I interrupted. "What about Shivetya?"
"He's back right side up and safely away from the pit. I can't say he seemed particularly grateful, though."
"He say or do something?"
"No, it was his expression. And that was probably because we dropped him on his nose once. I think I'd have trouble being grateful for a pop in the snoot myself."
Santarakshita was puffing when he joined us. He was excited.
"We're walking the actual roads of myth, Dorabi. I have begun begging the Lords of Light to let me live long enough to report my adventures to the Bhadralok."
"Who will call you a liar over and over again? Sri, you know the right people don't become involved in actual adventures. All of you, follow me now. We're going to have another actual adventure traveling into mythology." I headed on up the steepening slope. I soon discovered that someone had gone this way before me. At first, I suspected Tobo had gotten farther than I had thought. Then I decided that the disturbances in the frost were too old for that, so concluded that Soulcatcher must have gone back this way, just to see what she could see. Back there, small side caves entered the main cavern, few of them large enough to permit passage of an adult body. The main cave dwindled in diameter. We had to hunch down, then we had to crawl. Whoever had gone before us had done the same.
"Do you know what you're doing?" Swan asked. "Do you know where you're going?"
"Of course I do." Leadership tip.